Welcome to the My Money Podcast number 46 from Help Me to Save. I'm Karen Bryan, editor of the helpmetosave.com website, where you'll find tips to help you save money, spend less, and live well. In this edition of the My Money Podcast, I'm going to discuss who benefits from the high price of UK homes. I read that according to the Organisation for Economic Cooperation and Development, the price of homes in the UK is 31% too high when compared to the price of property in other countries. Of course, it's hard to generalise about the price of property in the UK, as there is so much regional variation. London house prices have continued to defy gravity during the economic downturn, while prices in areas such as the northeast of England have fallen. I never understood why house prices rose so much in the period up to 2007, and why they haven't fallen more in the last few years when all economic indicators have been negative. Average UK house prices are only 11% below their 2007 peak, which really does seem amazing given how much house prices increased in a few years, and then the fact that we've been through a few years of recession, that there's only been an 11% drop in the price of property. And at the same time, even at this reduced price, the Organisation for Economic Cooperation and Development reckons that they're still 30% overpriced compared to other countries. I think that low interest rates have made it cheaper to buy property, which has helped to prop up some prices. People are paying a lot less interest on their mortgage. Although, if homeowners have a mortgage, they'll be paying interest on a much higher loan if they bought their property at a higher price before prices started dropping. I also think that the reticence of homeowners to accept realistic prices when selling their properties has helped to keep prices artificially high. If only those people who are desperate to sell accept lower, more realistic prices, movement in the housing market stalls, reducing the supply of property, which can then in turn keep prices higher. So who does really benefit from artificially high house prices in the UK? There may be a feel-good factor for homeowners if the value of their home is high, unless they're downsizing. It's an artificial positivity. If you move home to a more expensive property or area, the price differential between the home that you're selling and the one that you buy will be larger. If you stay in your current home, it's a paper gain, although if you used your home as security, you could borrow a larger amount if your home has a higher valuation. High house prices deter first-time buyers, especially if they have to save up for a large deposit in order to get a decent mortgage deal, so that's suppressing demand for property as well, which I'm not sure why property prices are so high in the UK. There doesn't seem to be a logical reason for it. But back to who benefits from it. You could argue financial institutions benefit because if you pay more for your home, take out a larger loan, therefore you're paying interest on a larger amount for the lifetime of your mortgage, which could be 15, 20, even 30 years. Estate agents who charge a percentage fee will earn a bit more the higher the price of the property they sell. But government receipts from stamp duty are a lot higher, especially as the thresholds have not been upgraded to take account of the huge increases in property prices. It's estimated that the £250,000 threshold for payment of the 3% rate of stamp duty should now stand at around £600,000 if it had been raised in line with house price growth since 1979. So what about the future for UK property prices? It doesn't seem that they're actually going to fall much more because there seem to be a few weak positive economic indicators emerging that maybe the worst of the recession in the UK is over, but they may be premature. But if that's true, it could mean that house prices start to increase. But if the economy does begin to improve, the Bank of England may decide to put interest rates up a bit, which would be great news for savers, but for people with a mortgage, it's going to put more pressure on their living expenses. So that could potentially depress house prices. Personally, I hope that they just kind of steady or stagnate, because I don't personally believe that having increasing house prices is a positive thing for the individual. But I'd be love to hear your opinion. If you want to come to the website, helpmetosave.com, you can leave a comment on our recent articles. You can also sign up for our free monthly money saver newsletter. So thanks very much for listening, and do join us again soon for another My Money podcast.